Good afternoon, guys. This is another episode of your favorite university-based podcast. And today is going to be a very, very special episode. Actually, it's very special because it's being hosted by the real Toby, because Toby is not around today. We have Isaac in Lagos here, and they're here to tell us about their Global Money Week. And this should be very interesting to listen to. But before we start, I would like my Isaac people to introduce themselves.
Okay, so hey everyone, my name is Afuma Onodingene. I'm the programs manager for ISEC in Lagos, and with me is
Watchku Stevens. I am the vice president for business development and programs management ISEC in Lagos.
Okay, I like you guys, actually.
Thank you.
So, what is Global Money Week? It sounds very, very serious. Money Week. What are we expecting in Global Money Week?
Okay, so Global Money Week is actually a worldwide event. They host it between 18th to 24th of March. It's about reminding youth of the essence of having financial knowledge in their lives. Most youth aren't really aware of the importance of savings, investments. So this is like a reminder that even as small as we are, we should have the necessary financial knowledge to grow. Yes, thank you.
So basically, you're here to tell us how important money is.
Yes, how important money is.
In this economy.
And that is the most important fact, because in this economy, everybody's saying that I'm broke. We don't really know how the future is like. There are no job opportunities. But I'm here to tell you that even as you're small, even as you're young, you can still pave your way to like financial wellness when you're older.
Hope you people are sharing money too.
I don't.
So. All right then. So what is ISEC? Because I don't know, it sounds ISEC. Can you shed light on what ISEC is?
Okay, so ISEC is a non-profit global organization aimed at leadership development in young adults. We foster cross-cultural exchanges and basically making sure that the youth today are empowered to become better leaders for the future.
Okay. Can anyone join ISEC?
Yes, definitely. Anyone within the ages 18 to 30.
18 to 30. Why does it stop at 30?
Like we said, we are trying to promote leadership in young adults. So we believe that when you are 30, you are a proper adult that should be functional in society.
Okay. Thank you for shedding light on that. Okay. What next do we have? Let's see. Do you know when ISEC was founded?
Of course. ISEC was founded in 1948.
That's a long time ago. That's nice. Okay, so the next question I have is, what is the importance of youth having financial knowledge?
Okay, I would say the importance of youth having financial knowledge, because first of all, you're not too young to be rich. That's number one.
Exactly. Preach.
You're not too young to be rich. And with the state of how the world is, how the economy is, being financially aware at such a young age has like a great impact in people's lives. Mm. Like, for example, if I start saving at a young age, or if I start investing in stocks like Amazon, Google at such a young age, just know how much money I probably be able to retire when I'm like 50 years or when I'm like 40 years. So it's really important that we have the necessary skills or the necessary financial skills at a young age. Yes.
Okay, so what can you teach me that I don't already know?
First of all, I don't know what you know. To make sure that
you know the basics. Okay,
yes.
So what are the basics that ISEC would give you to empower them?
I would say financial education. Always keeping abreast of the required things you are meant to know. For example, do you save? Do you have a budget? Or do you spend frivolously in school when you have your pocket money? Do you keep aside some parts for savings or some parts for like you want to buy a certain thing, or do you keep aside for investments, or do you just spend? another thing I will ask you is, do you have like a side hustle? Are you just dependent on your parents? Like, what's your plan? Or what skills are you building at such a young age? Are you just going to school and learning whatever they're teaching you? What's your do you have a career plan? So those are the questions I will ask you to be sure that you have like the basic knowledge.
So you're saying school is a scam? All right there. Oh, okay. I can see how this is very important for people too, because I won't talk about myself, but I know a lot of people don't save, and I can see this becoming very, very important. What role does ISEC like perform in promoting financial literacy?
I would say, for example, through our GMW, by participating in the Global Money Week, we help to promote financial literacy. We also have lots of other events, like our Tech Fest coming up in November. It's another way to promote important tech career that youth could go into, and so many other activities that we venture into.
Because ISEC is passionate about empowering young people to take control of their future, and that includes their financial futures. So through initiatives and events focused on financial literacy and entrepreneurship, we are equipping young leaders with the knowledge and skills they need to thrive in today's world. And that's why we would encourage that everyone gets involved and join us in this important mission.
Oh, okay. So this Global Money Week, is it an event that spans for 7 days, 3 days? Like, how long is it?
It's for 1 week. It started on the 18th and ending on the 24th.
Then, okay, what programs do you have for us? Like, do I know the names? Can I attend?
Well, funny enough, we do have a Twitter space today, this evening, and we have speakers from CareerWise. We have an alumni of University of Lagos that is currently working in Bloomberg, and we have a medical research writer on the speakers list for today. So we also were a part of NGX Global Money Week like summit yesterday, and today would also be in Yinlag FM, and we're also here, and we have the Twitter space. So basically anything to provide awareness on financial literacy, on financial education, which is basically how to earn money, how to save it, how to invest it, and how to properly utilize money.
Okay, that sounds like you guys have been making a lot of progress.
I've been working hard behind the scenes.
Working hard behind the scenes, yeah.
Too real.
Okay, I know you guys were on our podcast last year. So can you give me like some milestones that you cover, or people that you positively affected by your program?
I would say reaching out to NGX, for example, was like a milestone, being able to participate in their Global Money Week. I would say having our Twitter space and being able to bring these speakers. And we know that we weren't able to get most people on board, but we made some important connections that we believe that next will make next year's Global Money Week more successful.
So this Global Money Week is not only ISEC that does it?
No.
That's right. Global.
It's Global Money
Week. Global Money Week. Everywhere. Oh.
But as an organization, that our mission is to empower youths, we would always like to partake in this activity.
Mm-hmm. And also to add to that, another milestone would be the number of recruits that we currently have this year, or the number of people that registered, like as compared to the previous year. So it means that we're definitely on the right track, having over 300 students wanting to join the organization, knowing the importance of the organization and just wanting to be a part of it. I think that's an important milestone that we've also achieved in terms of growth.
Okay, so I know the country has been changing. Like, let's say investments in stocks and the stock market has been different from when Buhari was ruling, that when Tinubu was ruling, like far then. So how does your program adapt? Or do we have to follow like the same specific rules for saving?
Definitely not. That's why I think every year we bring like new younger speakers to able to educate the youth about the new changes and how they can definitely adapt.
Okay, because like I
for
said,
example, like the Binance issue now. So how would you youth adapt to it? So I can even come to our Twitter space today.
Okay.
To learn more.
So please, you guys join ISEC's Twitter space. Can you tell us the handle of the Twitter?
At you found Steven, my Twitter handle actually.
Okay, so you're the one that
yes, I am space. The host for the Twitter space. So at you found Steven at Twitter.
What time will you be?
8 PM today.
Is it every day or just today?
Oh no, just for today.
Just for today. All right, you guys should go to you found Steven for insightful knowledge on ISEC and developing strong financial literacy. How is the program funded? Because I mean, I really want to know. Is that something
by the program? Do you mean ISEC or Global Money?
No, ISEC in particular.
ISEC is a non-profit organization, but that doesn't mean we don't get to have like interesting partnerships or sponsorships, because we also run different kind of campaigns for different organizations. So we do things like campus activation, sign-ups, brand ambassadorship, and all of that. So we, as an organization, we have products that we sell to companies, also CSR initiatives. We do these things. So from these partnerships, we're able to get money to sustain the organization and also making sure that our members are achieving their full potentials.
Oh, all right. That sounds very interesting. So what would you say as an ISEC member is someone that is saving properly? Like, what would you say? Okay, as an ISEC member now, your views on saving, since your knowledgeable might be different from mine, I don't know. So what would you say as an ISEC member is someone that is saving properly?
Okay, for example, I'm a big fan of Piggy Vest.
Piggy Vest,
so
okay.
I would say I have like a, through ISEC now, I have like a better kind of saving culture. And now I'm more geared towards how can I invest my savings? Because stagnant money doesn't make you good money. So how is it? Better ways of investment.
Like I said, it's like currency. Money is always
real
flowing.
Estate.
So, yeah, yeah, all right. I'll take you up on that.
As an ISECer, you definitely have to be a saving person, because there are different things that come up. We have conferences, we have saving plans for exchanges, because we run exchanges whereby people are able to, either ISEC people or non-ISECers, are able to go to another country to just, you know, immerse themselves in that space, to just get the cross-cultural understanding and experience. It's part of like our product that we sell, exchange product. So yes, these are things that just make us know that you have to save, because you want to be a part of this experience, because how would you sell a product you've not experienced? So yes, that's basically it.
So if I was looking for a mentor now, do you guys offer mentorship programs? Like people that I want to look up to, like, okay, this person is making waves in the financial community. Do you have something like that?
Oh yes, we have a pool of alumni, a pool of ISEC alumni, and I can tell you that these people are doing so well in different industries, tech, finance, and every other like aspect of life. They are doing so well, and they've gotten this experience, they've gotten this exposure through ISEC. I can remember during an interview for the new recruits, and someone said, I was interviewing her, and she was like that, okay, she feels very lost, that she was telling like her bigger uncle that she feels very lost, that she wants to change course, that she doesn't know like the direction to go to. And all the uncle told her to do was join ISEC and you find your way. So like that's the kind of pool of people, the kind of alumni that we have, and how ISEC as an organization is able to like shape people.
Okay. I can see interest growing on my side. I might join the program.
Thank you.
Well, I want to ask you one vital question. One question that people want to know. Do you people do giveaway?
Stevens, do we do giveaway?
It's even a part of our culture. So in ISEC, we do giveaway for sure, but
within our members.
Yeah. So that's be a member.
We have rich members. Anybody that is watching, you don't come for me, but we have rich members. Because during birthdays, we just have this culture where you're just coming and you're like, first 10 people to send their bank account details, or first 10 people to send their number. And then some people go as much as giving like 20,000 per person or 10,000 per person. We have capable people, and it's definitely not something that is also a do or die. Like, within your capacity, if you want to do 500, if you want to do 1,000, you are the one giving, and we are just grateful to be a part of it. So yes, it's part of our culture, and it's a fun one.
I hope you guys are hearing. I hope you guys. I'm sure by the end of this episode, you guys will have at least 15 new members.
Definitely.
Well,
I'm not repeating till next year, but
until next year, people, I can't wait. Let me not see people. I personally would wait.
No problem.
All right then. So, what day of the Global Money Week is this? What day? This is the what?
It started on Monday. So this is day 4.
Day 4. Wow. All right. So, how else do you make people, since you're a non-government, non-funded organization, non-government organization, you have to like raise interest. So to a layman or to someone that doesn't know about money, how can you make them interested?
In money.
Yeah, I know it seems, but there are some people that might not want to save. They might feel like you guys don't have anything to offer them. So what do you do different that would interest people in wanting to save and have financial knowledge? It sounds confusing.
My boss, do you want to answer this?
Me, I would say when you look at the quality of partners we have and also the quality of people in the organization, like now, we did something with NGX. That's a very big organization. We have something with CareerWise. That's something that people just want to be a part of. Then we have like other like fintech companies that are trying to do stuff with us. So it definitely shows that, there's value in this organization and you want to do something that they are preaching about. So yes, that's what I'll say.
I would say engaging in the experience, in the ISEC experience.
Okay, all right then, that's fine. All right, do you guys have any specific applications that you can recommend to us? Like you made mention of Piggyverse. What about you? Do you have any specific applications I can use?
Are we meant to preach about companies?
Definitely Piggyverse, and that's why we are also looking forward to getting them on board as one of our partners this year. I, as a business development person, definitely want Piggyverse on board, because Piggyverse is a company or an app that I just think I've grown with over time. If you check my Piggyverse, you see house rent, you see this, you see that, target savings.
Money man. House rent is not my own Piggyverse.
But like, honestly, Piggyverse would definitely be my recommendation. And CareerWise too. I think they are both good companies.
Okay, Piggyverse and CareerWise. This is not free, by the way. We will be coming for you people. We're going to collect, because this PR, I know there are a lot of people that are going to
very
listen.
Big
it's
PR.
Very big PR. Global Money Week. There's no how we're not going to come and get our share. So, do you have any advice for me in particular? Me, I'm not saving. I want to save. I'm a very average student, you know, side hustle, allowance, money from here, money from there. How can I grow my portfolio? How can I be better?
So, I have one question.
Yes.
Are you born into generational wealth?
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes.
Because if you are not, then you just need to save. Like, it's important actually when you think 5 years time, 10 years time from now, where do you want to see yourself? Do you just want to be the guy that says, I wish I could have done better? Or do you want to be the guy that actually did better? The guy that in 10 years time, in 20 years time, you are good enough to actually say, I'm retiring, and you're traveling around the country, because I think that's the guy I want to be. So if you want to be that guy, if you want to not be the guy that at 70, you're still trying to look for something to do, then you should save.
I should save. So you're trying to tell me that trust fund kids should not save.
Trust fund kids save. They have already have people that do that for them. So if you're not a trust fund kid, you need to.
I hope you people are hearing now. There are some street bullets going around. It might be for me.
They need to save because you never know when you go bankrupt.
Nobody's safe. Oh. Everybody should start saving now. That's like the main issue. All right, then. So I have another question now. What made you get into ISEC? How did you break into that space?
That's a very interesting question. So I naturally would not see myself as someone that would want to join any organization or society like in school. Like, I just want this. School is
enough. Enough of stress.
School is enough stress on its own. So I would not see myself as that. But I had people. First of all, I had a friend, Timile Lawal. She was a member of ISEC, and I just saw how organized her life like looked professionally. And I was like, I wanted this. Timmy during the strike was working for a Sterling Bank, and I'm like, how? Like, we're in the same department. I mean, I was doing something of my own, but at the same time, house just felt really organized. Then another of our friend joined the year after, which was Tosin, and Tosin too was just very organized. She was all meeting. Oh, I'm having a meeting. Oh, this, that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm joining the next
year. I really wanted to know what they were doing.
Exactly.
Why they're always meeting.
Yes. And I joined, and I can see the value. And minus seeing the value, I am a part of the value. Because even applying for jobs, I've had interviews where on my resume they are saying ISEC, and they're like, oh, I know ISEC, I know the organization, and it's able to pave that way that might not have been there, and I'm able to have like people experience and every other like social or economic experience that you need to thrive in like the labor market. So yes, join ISEC.
Okay, what about you? How did you get into that space?
So my uncle, when he was in school but in Uniben, he entered ISEC. And he kept on saying how ISEC really impacted his journey, in his career journey especially. And even up to today, he still has a lot of ISEC friends. And I was like intrigued. Let me just join this ISEC. But I was all the way in Luth. So I was like, how would I be able to do it? But then I'm the kind of person that I like trying out new things. I like being like a place, a creative space. And I felt like ISEC was that kind of environment. And so far, ISEC has really been a turning point in my life. And
has changed your story.
Has changed my story.
She's my team leader, and she's definitely very proactive and hardworking. I've seen her growth, because funny enough, we joined together, and we were on the same team. We were on the same team as team members. Then now I'm her VP, and she's my team leader, and we're both doing great magic together. And yes, I can definitely see growth in.
Okay, so I would like to know the structure of your team. Like, if I was to join ISEC today, what would my role, like, how would my starting role be like?
Okay, so we are definitely going to assess you based on your strengths and where we see that you can probably, like, thrive in. So we have about 7 functional areas. We call it functional areas, but it might be generally known as departments. We have like the front office and the back office. So maybe now you're like, oh, I'm a media guy, that kind of thing. We just know that, okay, this guy might thrive in marketing. And then you would, if you do get in, you'll be put in the marketing functional area. But at the end of the day, the next year, you might be like, okay, I want something else. And then you can choose to be like, you want to go to another functional area. You might want to go to the HR or the finance and legalities or business development / engage with ISEC, or even our operations, incoming exchanges or outgoing global talent or teachers. Yes, there are different departments that we just basically assess people and just put them in. Doesn't mean that's where they might
end up
being. Exactly. And we've had people, shout out to P. Solomon. We have someone like P. Solomon growing ISEC. She applied to be a vice president for something else, but she got marketing. And then from there, that's where like her product design career just escalated. And now she's doing amazing in the labor market. I see her on LinkedIn and I'm like, wow, I know this person. So yes,
okay.
That's pretty much it.
So in the spirit of someone that is doing well, who are like popular people that we know that have been in ISEC? Just, you know, a few
say
names.
P. Solomon first.
Just P. Solomon.
P. Solomon. Not just P. Not just P. So like many. Olakunle.
We have Olakunle Sajioke, still in the ISEC space, and is doing amazing. We have a couple of people, even people I don't even know, alumni that I don't know that finished from UNILAG. And the wonderful thing is, ISEC is currently present in 13 other universities. So in 13 other states, we have ISEC there. We have like ISEC in Nigeria, then ISEC in local committees like Lagos, Benin, Akure, Ibadan. So yes.
So if I want to get into ISEC as a UNILAG student, am I meant to meet one of you?
Not really.
And so when we start
recruiting, which is next year,
exactly, you register, then you go through the whole process of interview, group dynamics, and even a test, and then you'll be graded on that. And if you do meet the criteria, you would join, and if you don't, would
don't be sorry,
we'll tell you forever young.
Wow, so this is going to be one of those rejection emails, you know.
And ISEC rejection emails are like the sweetest, I'm telling you. Like, you would be mad, but you'd be like, okay, I see it. And you also get rejection mails as an ISECer, because I got my rejection mail when I joined in, and I was like, okay, let me try my ISEC experience. Let me apply for a team leader role in just like 3 months. I mean, I did my best, but definitely there's probably someone that had a better experience in that like role, and I tried again and I got it. So that's just how it is with ISEC. Like, even as a member, you go chop L die. Like, some people chop like 3 L's, 4 L's, but they still continue. And sometimes I even think, how do ISECers have the balls to just keep on trying? And I think that's just something the organization does too.
I think maybe it's in the criteria, you know. Your perseverance, determination, things like that.
Right, yes.
One would think that since it's not funded, you might not believe.
Do you get
B?
So to also reiterate on what you just said.
About this yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have a full time job. I work remotely for a travel company, and then I have ISEC. But I'll tell you that I give more priority to ISEC that doesn't pay me to my job that pays me. That's just the ISEC effect, basically.
I think there's something there that you are not telling us.
Yes, there's one food that they cook.
All right.
So it's just like that. You have to just give your all, because the only way for you to actually get something from ISEC is by giving. You have to be selfish about your growth.
I don't know how to feel about it though. I don't like rejection. So, all right.
Rejection is growth, if you think about it.
So how many times do I have to be rejected to enter? Anyways, give us let's say parting comments, you know, something to sweeten the whole.
If you want to live a rich, want to have a rich lifestyle, please save. Yeah. Want to be a buddy, please say.
You want to be a buddy. Yes. You want to be him. If you want to be him, if you want to be her.
Yes, please save.
Yeah, join.
Want to take that trip to Las Vegas, please save.
You want to take that trip to Maldives, you know.
Yeah, Bora Bora.
Anywhere you want to go.
For me, I'll just say, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with one final thought. Your financial future is in your hands. So by prioritizing financial literacy, taking proactive steps to protect your money, and also seeking opportunities for growth and learning, you can pave the way for a brighter tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. And remember, the journey to financial empowerment starts now.
Thank you guys so much for this very insightful conversation about money and ISEC. Personally, you'll be hearing from me very soon.
No problem.
Very soon. I mean, when we're leaving here. But yeah, so this is another episode is coming to an end. Thank you guys for listening. It's Toby, the real Toby, not that fake one you people have been listening to. And yeah, that's all.